It's Afternoon Jams on the phone line. My big brother, the one and only psychologist, Cedric Scott. How you doing today, brother?
Doing well, Paul. Doing well. Thanks.
I know you just getting out of the session. Thank you for making out time for us. But I wanted to get you on the phone line to talk about holiday blues for the people who have lost loved ones in the past year, couple years, might be feeling a little down during this holiday season.
Yes, and year after year, that loss of that loved one, especially if it occurred during any time around the holiday period, is an automatic trigger. We start to think about that loved one and the special meaning they had in your life. And if you spend so much time ruminating over that thought, yeah, sometimes one way or another, it becomes a depressing type thought. But my suggestion, as always, is to think of the great times and experiences one has had with the lost loved one. But, you know, there's a whole lot of other, a slew of other things that comes along with the sad holiday blues times as well. So, yeah. But that's one thing I suggest look at it, exploring the positive times you have with them. I would think that's what they want you to do. Go ahead.
So stay positive. Keep the positive imagery of this individual.
Yes. You know, I lost my big brother, John, during this time, and just to name a personal experience, and my sister, Dorsey, in December as well. And it's always challenging, but I practice what I preach, and it always seems to sort of make sense of the time period we're having. And if you get really down into the spiritual aspect of things, you tend to get comfort when you think about those positive times, and you know, you understand that, you know, death is a part of life, and we're all going to experience it one way or another in the future. So thinking of the positive aspects of the relationship that you build, and that's kind of what we think of from day to day, is what do we do and who did we touch while we were here on this earth, and if they did their thing right, they touch you in a special way. So remember those things and enjoy them.
What other kind of blues can people be dealing with? I mean, holiday blues. What other things could trigger that sadness during the holidays?
Wow. Going to the mental health sphere, or the DSM-5, there's a thing called seasonal affective disorder. It's short word, sad. Due to the winter solstice, especially in the Midwest or Michigan, you have a shorter daylight period, you know, less sunlight. And so it always seems to be gloomy, as it did today here in Muskegon. And because of that, sometimes it's believed that it affects the lack of the D rays, affects your whole disposition, or your whole physiological aspects of your health, body, mind, spirit, soul. And people tend to become more depressed during the 5 month, I call it cave dwelling almost, because you're in such darkness for so long.
Cave dwelling. So the people in Florida can't relate to this right now. The people in Florida cannot relate to this.
I know. I just got off the phone with my friend from down in Boca. He just hung up when you called. So
I'm sorry. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, but for a little bit of context, it's dark. It's part of, you can share it with them. It's dark in Michigan oftentimes from November, October, November, until we get into March, April. So you got that short time period. You get the daylight saving time starting up, getting 2 minutes every day in March 21st. But the fact of that matter is that you don't have a lot of sunshine, and it seems to affect other folks. So in some of my sessions, I would suggest that people get lights, different type of lights that kind of illuminate and mimic sunlight into your office and rooms. What we tend to have is a lot of soft white lights. No, have a specific room that's set up with a daylight kind of white light, you know, and kind of make things brighter if you can in your environment. to try and offset that. But also, during this time of year, recognize that there's a kind of a stressor on you to be in the celebratory spirit for due to the holidays, and understand and accept that sometimes things aren't really holiday or celebratory, depending on where you find yourself. We're expected to go to all these holiday parties. You know, some people go to 10, 15 holiday parties. Don't do that. Limit yourself. Limit yourself, you know, holiday parties. Limit yourself which holiday parties you go to. If you know that old uncle's going to be at that party that tees you off every year, does something stupid that just ruins the party, you may want to consider not going to that party this year. Limit your alcohol intake. For sure, you know, I'm just full disclosure, anti-drugs and alcohol, but limit it for those who use it. Don't consume alcohol during the holiday party. It's a depressant, quite frankly. I know you may think you're having more fun and joy, but it's truly a depressant on your system. You know, get plenty of sleep. Learn, again, like I said, learn to say no. Don't overschedule yourself. Making all these parties and having to perform, and when I say perform, buy gifts, come to the party and put on the happy face, smile, but do be positive. Do enjoy the season to the best of your ability and the things you enjoy most about it. But so that's one of some of the things I suggest.
Well, one last question. Psychologist on the phone line, Cedric Scott. Isolation, is that a bad thing or good thing if you're going through a dark period?
For sure, if I was going to keep going down that list of things that I was talking to you about, that would be the next thing. Is but all yourself in terms of how many parties you attend, but also do go to some holiday parties if you're invited, and if not invited, go to some fun activities that some of these organizations are having. And you don't necessarily need to be invited, but you can. Certainly attend, and you're welcome. If you attend church, go. It'd be a great time, but be around other people. One of our four mental health needs, if you will, we need freedom, we need fun, we need power, and most importantly, we need belonging. We must belong, we must have people, organizations, and things that we belong to, and that we feel comfortable, healthy, happy, and respected, and enjoyed while we're there. So Definitely do not isolate yourself.
Wow, Cedric Scott, how can people reach you if they want to talk to you over the phone, they want to do a phone consultation to our folks in Florida and here in Muskegon, Michigan? They can find you on Peck Street, but go ahead and give out your information for folks.
Yeah,
here.
I encourage them. Go out to my Lazarus Man Consulting at Facebook website. There is tons and tons of news feeds and different articles from other organizations that I follow. Access those. One thing that they're really feeding me now as I went out today is a lot of this type of information that I just covered with you from different psychological associations and other organizations that have some very well standardized and tested the methods of coping with the seasonal affective disorders and other depressing type feelings you may be experiencing. That's Lazarus Man Consulting at Facebook. And as well as go out to my website, LazarusMan.com, and you can access other information, the things that we do as an organization. And my phone number is out there, which is 231-740-2401. You're welcome to call. I look forward to hearing from you.
Well, Cedric, I'm going to tell you now, I'm going to be calling you a lot more in the new year. I have not been on point this year, man. And I got all these great friends of mine who are educated, who are powerful people, influential, and that I learn from. And I need to be calling you guys more often so our listeners can learn from you also. So thank you for being available today, man. I look up to you. Always had to. I wanted to be bow-legged back in the day. I want to be like number 33 and 32. You know what I mean? I want to... Like, God, why are you to make me bow-legged? I know they get all the women back in the day, you know?
I appreciate that. That's honorable, man. But I revere you much more, my brother. And, you know, I always tell my standing statement is always, if you're feeling sad and down, you're experiencing any of these things, go see Rob, Big Rob, and Paul. Go to their studio, man. You will not leave feeling that way, you know? One place that you can always go, man. The people, they'll have you walking out and thinking you're somebody, for sure.
You are. Thank you, brother. My sentiment's the same. And God bless you. Make sure you have a great holiday.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You have one as well.
There you go, family. Psychologist Cedric Scott, Muskegon, Michigan. Whew, Muskegon Heights, Michigan, be exact. Going back to my music, it's Afternoon Jams.